Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
Psychic mediums who can talk to dead people with a high accuracy.
Yeah, that, what's going on there?
Crazy.
Might as well say it's crazy that The Undertaker is a mystical being.
I think he talks about this.
The guy's dead and he's still alive.
Sometimes they hit on shit that...
I agree. Tommy's right. Sometimes there's...
Thank you. Sometimes, that's not possible that you could...
Yep.
All right, welcome to the bracket, episode 135. Today we are debating things that we should talk about more. A Tommy Smoke special. No Chicago Boys today. They're out filming, I believe it was at a baseball draft or something like that.
Home Run Derby.
Home Run Derby, sorry. They're filming a Home Run Derby.
Yo, I'm here.
And we have Dante the Don joining in. One of the ultimate, you're a guy that wants to talk about things, I think.
Chicago guy, too.
Yeah. Well, I meant like the Chicago crew that we usually have on our show.
Not the guys that none of them live in the city.
Yeah, exactly. After the whole, the big split.
Talk about that more.
Yeah. fights, obviously, on.
Dave lives in the city.
Yeah. Fights here. Marty Mush here. Clemmer, Robbie Fox, and obviously Tommy. But we also have to talk about, we are in, this studio is already causing a bunch of problems. Clemmer's seat is.
Yeah,
you're struggling.
There's no headphones. Bro, the seats are.
Oh, I didn't want to say anything, but this place is falling apart.
Versus the Chicago.
What the fuck happened to this place?
Just a lot of people left.
Bathroom, like it reminds me. It's like it's not Milton, but it's fucking
all right.
Falling apart, fucking, bro.
Dude, it's falling apart. Fucking breaks here.
The bathroom stall door is like being held on by duct tape.
The bathroom store door is a little rickety. Might as well be a dentist office in Milton, Mass.
The kitchen is like bare. There's duct tape.
Stocked.
There's duct tape holding the
kitchen is fully stocked.
This is actually the most stocked it's ever been. Honestly, it has been way worse before.
He's comparing it to the kitchen in Chicago. The kitchen in Chicago is.
You guys don't have Portillo's? Yeah, the kitchen's fully stocked.
The urinal didn't work for about 3 years.
Yeah,
that was a problem. That was a massive problem. Before we get into the episode, let's talk about body armor. You see body armor right in front of us. Barstool Office, we all love body armor. This episode is brought to you by, you're looking at it right here, the zero sugar drink.
Really good.
We love this. And this is, again, I talk about every time we mention any body armor ad. I don't know how they crack the code on lemon lime. It's absolutely tremendous. Real hydration, real ingredients, packed with electrolytes, vitamins, and nothing artificial. Body Armor Sports Drink has all of your hydration covered. Sports drinks, light, zero sugar, flash IV, and, of course, sport water. We love it. Again, if you're watching anything, any sort of Barstool video, you're going to see Body Armor somewhere in there. Head on over to Body Armor, the Body Armor store at Amazon, and use code 15BARSTOOL. BA for 15% off your order today. That's a good deal. 15% off your order. But we're doing, again, things that people should talk about more. First matchup of the day. I think I used probably 90% our own suggestions, so that should make it a little more interesting. It's the number 12 seed, dinosaurs. Dinosaurs, something people that we think we don't talk about enough. The fact that the planet was once ran by behemoth monsters that would scare the daylights. And multiple movies made out of this, but it is kind of a thing that...
That's an awful pick.
You think we talk too much about dinosaurs?
We talked a lot about that.
Too much.
I wouldn't say. I think we talk about dinosaurs inappropriately.
Jurassic Park, yeah. You know, like.
I feel like pre-K through second grade is almost exclusively.
But then after that.
Children don't stop talking about it.
Then there's a big fall off. There is.
There is.
And that's going to be the number 5 seed. This is one of the inspiring picks of the whole thing. The fact that parrots can talk.
This was the number 1 thing I had.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is
crazy.
It is crazy.
Good. That's
I fucking
good.
Tried to do it for how many years here?
The fact that birds can talk.
No. Had a parrot, yeah.
You had a parrot.
Yeah, I know. It had my voice. It used to get me in trouble when I was in the shower. I would say, Mom. She's like, what?
What's Rudy up to these days?
He's in Florida. He retired in Florida.
Retired in Florida. Yeah. And you, I remember you told me they live a surprisingly long time, right?
Everyone in this room will die before that bird.
That's
85 years.
No shit.
Yeah. Parrots live for 85
That's
years.
That's kind of more jarring.
That should be talked about more.
Parrots in general.
Yeah. Yeah, parrots are in itself.
Now, they don't talk. They just...
A parrot.
Mimic.
They kind of talk.
They mimic.
Are they able to have, like, conversation? They can't, like, they can't say, like, how they feel. Like, I'm sad or I'm happy. They're just repeating what they already heard in their mouth. Right? Like, I'm asking.
No, yeah, yeah.
No, you're right. But, like, still, the fact that they can say in,
don't have a personality.
In English is insane.
Without teeth, without, like...
That's, well, like, yeah, what you pretty, do I almost bird, think that they're so it? Old. I think... Who said that? Like, they're so old, I think it's almost more interesting.
They're like a child. Like why does a child say mom or dad first?
Calling for attention. But then they can say I'm hurt.
When you're... Because you're say like say mom dad like you yeah. say the word over oh, yeah, and right. over that's
you imagine
parrot,
if like dogs so. Could do this
oh, it would awesome. Be insane like,
there are some dogs that can mouth out words
I would never in a million years want dogs to talk.
Why is that? What are you doing to your dog that you don't that's want him to speak?
Well, like I would imagine
help
like, a dog is like I want to go to my fucking family.
Oh,
you probably hate
like, dude, you fucking kidnapped me from a great farm. Let me the fuck out of here in this New York apartment.
No, like, no, no, they're happy. Right. No, no, they'd be like, I love you, and I'd be like, I love
no,
you.
I actually think you're so right. You don't want to hear the thoughts at
what,
all.
What is it? An up the dog can talk, and it's like, it's tremendous. I mean, but he's mostly saying nice things.
Yeah. There are dogs that could do the parrot thing, though.
What I don't mean? Think that's
like,
true.
Like, no, you see some dogs TV, going like, I love you. Yeah. Like, dogs could do that. Not all dogs.
Hang on a second, Bob.
What?
Not all dogs. I've seen it. I'm telling you, dogs can do this.
As I got to go back to the dinosaurs thing for a minute. I've been grappling with it. I'm going to just say it. I have a friend who's convinced, of course, John's going to say, of course, you have a friend that thinks this, that dinosaurs never existed.
No,
never
existed.
Honestly, Dante, I thought it was going to be you.
Is that friend in the ring with us right now?
No. Hey, hold on. And he's actually sent me, like he legit buys into this. He said that all the fossils you see in museums, like the Smithsonian and all that, are not actual fossils, that they're like recreated
productions.
And that they claim all the real fossils are stored in like secret, protected
vaults,
like vaults.
I kind of could buy into
that. Well, hang on, but then if that's true, then he believes that dinosaurs existed.
No, he said that.
What the secret?
What are the fossils?
Dude, I don't know, man. But I'm like, but isn't that like? How do people start thinking that that is?
Yeah, why do people believe in conspiracy? What kind of person would believe in conspiracy?
You, the person asking this question,
you realize what you're saying?
Yeah.
All right.
But where does that come about? Like, that's something that.
That's what we want to know. You like, tell us.
Oh, no, like one day you're. One
Please
day you're,
do. What's going on here?
Yes.
Like one day you're just sitting around and you're like, hey, you know what? I never saw a dinosaur before. I don't buy it.
Dante, this is like me saying, can you believe people were skinny?
Yeah. It's all coming together.
Oh, I'm being
someone
serious.
Else run your Twitter?
Parrot. We'll just say parrots in general, because the age thing is honestly very...
The aging is wild.
So parrots versus dinosaurs. We'll start with you, Clemmer.
I'm going to go with parrots, and I said more so for the... They do live so long. It is wild, and we don't talk about that enough. I like that.
Mm-hmm. One for parrots. Robbie?
I'll go with parrots. There's not as many movies made about parrots.
That's very true. A lot less representation.
Yeah, we talk about dinosaurs a lot. Parrots was the thing that inspired this whole topic for me. I was like, it's crazy. We don't talk more about parrots just fucking speak. Talking. You just have like weird, you're like your old aunt and like Hubs has parrots. People with parrots. And Marty.
My old aunt does have.
Yeah. Like old, like ladies that probably had their husband die.
Yeah, no, yes. Yes. You do not have a husband.
Never had one. But
I think it's worse also. You have to have a parrot, not a parakeet. Like the parakeets are the worst. Oh, they don't
noise.
Talk.
Oh, my mom's got a parakeet. It is loud.
They're awful.
Birds are loud.
Yeah, they too. Shit a lot too. Yeah.
Definitely people who thought they were buying a parrot and ended up with a parakeet.
Ended up with a macaw. You don't want that. Macaws don't speak, right?
They might, but those things are kind of sick. Yeah.
They're huge. They're awesome. They're huge. I'm a big bird guy. Also, you can tie birds in because they're descendants of dinosaurs.
That's true.
So there's kind of a connection there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, parrots all day.
Parrots all day from Dante.
Dinosaurs get talked about more often than you think, in just the sense that like any time a sea creature is discovered or an alligator walks on a golf course, people go, this is a dinosaur. This is a dinosaur. The dinosaurs are out there. They are. It is pretty wild that dinosaurs ever existed and ran the planet, but it's parrots.
another one for parrots.
I don't care about dinosaurs. Never did.
Never did? You, and you are a noted parrot guy, so it all makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
So parrots is going to move on. Next up, we have the number 4 versus the 13 seed. The 13 seed I want to get a little bit more information on first because it's from Tommy Smokes. The fact that New York City has gotten rid of jail.
Yep, Dante. We just don't have jail. They just said,
"Oh wait,
they let them out."
You mean you guys are like following Chicago's?
Yeah, we get arrested and then they go in for like 5 minutes. They go back on the street. They commit another crime.
There's no bail. Is that the thing? There's no bail.
They
right?
Got rid of bail.
Real fast, Tommy.
Bail,
can you let the audience know how many hours straight you've watched the news this past week?
So Saturday night we got back to our hotel. I watched 3-4 straight hours of Fox News. Sunday about 7 straight hours of Fox.
Did this all this stem from you running for New York office?
I guess. I mean, it's
no, because you did, because you also were like trying to like mimic Trump a little bit, and then you're like, this guy's got good points.
And I was like, this is kind of amazing. And then you wake the fuck up. Yeah, I mean, New York City not having jail is legitimately crazy.
Taylor Swift stalker. He keeps going to jail. They let the guy out. He goes right back to her apartment.
Isn't it nuts?
He gets arrested literally like an hour after he gets let out.
That's why I think it's so crazy. On her new album, she has a song. I forget the name of the song, but there's a verse or a lyric where it's like, "Even if it's handcuffed, I'm leaving with you." And I'm like, that's what that guy sings every fucking
This is about me.
Right, he's like, that's instructions.
She's singing as it's her. She's like so devoted to someone. I'm like, that's the fucking guy outside your apartment every day.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of him like hanging out in the dumpster right by our house. Like, just hanging out there, like waiting.
We got Tommy. We got like every other week, there's a guy they round up for shooting somebody, and he has an ankle bracelet on, and they're like, "Oh yeah, he just got out last week. He's been out 4 times."
Yeah,
it's
people are like, "Oh, why is crime up? Because we don't have jail anymore."
No jail. Didn't know until Tommy had written it, submitted
it. It's real. It's no bail.
And that's going up against number 4 seed. Just everything associated with the JFK assassination, because every single like weird conspiracy theory has been proven to be partially true.
Please make sure that reaction.
Just keep
on
a camera on Dante.
Permanent camera on Dante.
I think it's that look, Andy Pettit looking over the glove. He's like, "Here we go."
What a pull, Andy Pettit.
That's a great one. That's a great one.
You know exactly what the
one picture. So the JFK assassination versus the fact that New York City has gotten rid of
basketball. All right.
Marty.
I feel like, honestly, we almost have to shout out Darren Revelle. We would have never talked about JFK assassination
if it wasn't for him.
Video, he just tweeted that out of nowhere.
7 a.m. Having some morning coffee.
Head getting blown up. Yeah.
Yeah, I would go to JFK.
You would go one for JFK fights.
I would, just if we're sticking with the same arguments we've used, like there are movies and there's been series starring James Franco and books by Stephen King. Like JFK is pretty out there. So I guess I'm gonna have to go with this we got rid of jail thing. Yep. Which is surely accurate.
Not gonna read into that at all.
Bates has woken up.
1-1 right now, Dante.
I'm torn. I am honestly torn. The no cash bail thing is like wild and crazy, and it should be at the top of everyone's list. It's not until like it affects you. And then at the same time, country totally changed that day in November 1963. So it's like, I don't know.
I think the way to think about it too is not that they're
passing.
CIA up to their old tricks, Dante.
I guess I would say the no jail.
No jail.
Dante, I gotta ask. So the JFK thing, like in the 90s, it's all people talk. There was a movie called JFK. Like, it's all anyone talked about for the entire decade of the 90s.
I was too young.
Like, the JFK thing has been beat to death. I think people don't talk about it anymore because it's all we talked about for like 10 years. Like, there's a Seinfeld episode where they're making fun of the JFK. Like, it's all people talked about for a whole 10-year period. I think this was after, you know, what, 30 years after he died.
What? I'm not like trying to set you up by asking this question. I'm genuinely curious. Why do you think they keep delaying opening up the files? Every president for the last 3 has said, we're going to open up the files, the JFK files, and then they get in and they say, never mind, we're going to wait.
Yeah, no, the whole thing is crazy. I mean, it's crazy. That's why people, the idea that like Don't get me wrong. The JFK assassination is wild. I've watched Zapruder film a million times. I've watched the, you know, JFK. I've watched documentaries. You know, anyone, listen, anyone who's a lot, who's my age or older has seen these things 10 zillion times. But the idea that it's not talked about to me is a great, that's a wild reach. Because I feel like it's talked about all the time.
Okay, that's fair.
I think it's more talking about the fact that, like, it's almost ubiquitously believed that, like, it wasn't just some lone dude, Lee Harvey Oswald, right, that just killed this guy.
And we're all just okay with that as a society?
Exactly. It's more, it's like, we're just kind of like, all right, fine. Like, it, that clearly wasn't just a lone shooter. Just this dude was, somebody was behind this. And we still don't totally.
So I guess, like, in the 90s, that's when that became, like, acceptable to say, like, because the movie came out and everyone's like, all right, we finally all believe it as a society. I said that's what the Seinfeld stuff, but like, I feel like we've all kind of gotten, or we've all accepted that.
That's
now
the weird
on.
Part that we've just,
I guess so, but yeah. I guess if you're older, you already did that.
Fair. Tommy?
Yeah, most political issues, I can see both sides. Like, yeah, I understand your point. I understand your point. I don't know the reasoning to not want jail. That one, I can't wrap my head around.
I don't know if it's true or not. I have no fucking clue. I
just got rid of
putting it in because jail went hot day.
He's right.
Yeah.
He's right.
Saying it wrong, but yes.
I, no, it's no cash bail. It's not
jail. Is jail. Jail's around, guys. But no the way the system is different. You don't go to jail.
They don't prosecute certain crimes.
So the proponents of this.
Broken windows.
The proponents of this entire thing claim.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
At sentences and repercussion and all that does not deter crime. That's their basis of this whole thing.
That's very stupid.
Like telling like a school kid you can act like a jack off in class and you don't have to serve detention. Mm. Like, wouldn't you just
sounds
fucking,
like a sick school.
Yeah. You'd want to go to.
Yeah.
Robbie?
It's tough. Clemmer kind of swayed me against the JFK one. I think JFK, like, it's way more interesting, but I agree, like, it's way more talked about. So no jail.
No jail.
Yeah, no, you know, like Mark said, it's not no jail, but the idea that we kind of got rid of bail is fucking wild.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm going to go with that.
No jail is going to move on. Next, we have the 8 versus the 9 seed. The 8 seed.
Oh, no.
Another Tommy Smoke special. The guy that bowled a 300 on 9/11.
Oh, you just saw that clip, huh?
No, that, I had this saw it. Like a
had month. This one in a while.
I just saw that. Is so
I just think it's such
pricey.
An insane story.
It really is.
What are we talking about?
There's this guy. I think it was in Boston, right? Or something.
You guys did a whole sketch about it.
Yeah. Fuck, I forget his name. It begins with a B. I want to say it's like Bob or Bill, and then his last name is with an M, I think. But he bowled.
Bill Morrow.
Bill Morrow, yes. Yeah. He bowled a 300 on 9/11.
Yeah.
He had like, there's like a wall of fame in the bowling alley, and it says like when you bowled it, it's like 9/11.
Like he was in a bowling league, and like that night, he was like, well, I still got plans.
The NFL might be canceling, but not me.
Hey, what else fell that day? Those pins.
Those pins went down like crazy. It was in Massachusetts. Yeah. It was just crazy. The guy bowled 9/11. But yeah, and then the other one, it's going up against number 9 seed. The fact, and this is one I had to look up like three different times because I still don't believe it. It has never been 100 degrees in Miami ever.
No.
Never once has it been 100 degrees or over in Miami. Never
that's
hit triple digits.
True. Winner.
Never hit triple digits ever. I looked it
what?
Up.
What?
In the history that they've recorded temperature in Miami, it has never once hit triple digits.
What about feels?
The humidity is so high.
Like it's
gotta go.
Yeah. Feels like, does it hit over?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Like, oh, certainly.
120.
Because the humidity is so much. But you're right. It's never hit.
Never hit triple digits.
I found that out recently in a boom.
You know what?
If this doesn't win, I'm going to be.
That is, I mean, for this category alone, like, it's easy. Like,
it doesn't hit 104. Like you said, like, I lived in Tampa for a couple years. And it would be like, tell me this, 92, but you feel like it's 110.
150 degrees.
Like you walk outside and look how small I am. I would sweat like crazy.
Mm-hmm. So the guy that bowled the 300 9/11 versus the fact that it's never been 100 degrees in Miami.
This is a heavyweight challenge.
Yeah.
See, this is a funny thing about like just these questions in general because like, it's basically all me and my friends talk about.
These two guys.
Everyone's talking about the world.
It's a saved picture in my phone. It's a very regular discussion for me.
I could picture the guy right now, bald head, glasses.
Yeah. Earring.
Yeah.
I know old Bill.
Dante, that's the guy's face. I'll put him up on the screen for those of you watching on YouTube and Rumble. It's just a little smirk.
Looks like Rear Ad.
He does kind of look like Rear Admiral.
Yeah.
Just a little smirk with that 300. Starting with you, Clemmer.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Miami thing, because when I found out a couple years ago, and it broke my brain so much, I had like I spent like an hour researching it. Like, I couldn't believe it was true, but alas, it is. So I'm going to go with the Miami, never hitting 100. That's
one that's, for Miami.
It's crazy.
Yeah, shout out to Dave.
I might have said this before. My mom got a haircut on 9/11 right after that went down.
After?
She has told me that it was the moment of like, she was like, I mean, I have the hair appointment. Like, we're also in North New Jersey, so close to the city. And I think my dad was like, you're not going to that. And she's like, yes, I am. And she went.
You're not going to hit a salon.
Yeah, they flew a plane into a salon in North Jersey. Yeah.
She didn't let the terrorists win that day.
Bob, you're going with 9/11. Sure.
No, I'm going with the Miami one. I've never heard that before. That's insane. I just wanted to shout out my mom for getting that haircut.
Not letting them win. Tommy?
Not quite the same stakes, but I was supposed to get a massage right after Kobe crashed in his helicopter.
And you canceled?
No.
I remember
you said I was supposed to.
Asking you should go.
Yeah, I still had to get the massage.
Should I still go?
But you like pretended. Like,
no, the guy was like, it ended up being it was a whole thing. It ended up being, I think, a gay massage parlor. And, like, the guy was, I didn't want the guy, but I was like, all right, well, I got to do this. And then I was like, oh, I'm making small talk. Like, you see Kobe die in a helicopter. He's like, oh, that's like a friend of yours? No. But yeah, the Miami thing's crazy.
Is that like your gay accent or like, was
it
that like
it was gay
accent?
Brazilian.
Okay.
I thought that was gay Serbian. That was close.
Yeah.
Is that like, I didn't know which accent he was going for.
I feel
for.
Like millennials think Kobe Bryant and 9/11 are like somewhat similar.
No, they're not. But well, whatever. Big event.
Anytime it's like, brought up, Kobe always ends up coming up. I'm like, that's a strange reflex.
It is weird.
Oh, it's just like a you know where you were when you
also
heard
it. Also, it was like COVID, too, so nothing else was happening.
Yeah.
Well, like, oh, it wasn't COVID yet.
It was right before.
COVID?
It was the day after I got married.
Oh.
Yeah, and we were going on our...
What?
The day after I got married is the day Kobe died. And we were on our way to the honeymoon. That's why and the COVID was like 2 weeks later.
It was right before, yeah.
And when we were in L.A. recently, Pavs kept count of how many murals of Kobe he saw. And we were only there for like one day, and I think he saw 13 or something like that. And I was just like, that guy, he knows how to bury a story.
that's quite
awesome. I always said, like, I do think some like celebrities that were that big unfortunately pass early because of how bad it would be.
Yeah.
Like Elvis, you know? Like, if he stayed around longer, it'd be bad.
Bad news.
Some of these guys were not great. They need to go. Let's remember them how they were.
It is. I'm always, every time, I'm like, yeah, another thing, too.
Yeah, every time I talk about Kobe, that's Kobe's, like, ultimate thing. He always comes back. Why does no one talk about this?
Yeah, we happened, and it was like the major story in SportsCenter for like 2 years, and then that just completely gets forgotten.
Wasn't just getting
but it got forgotten even before the hell.
It did.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He won an Oscar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wasn't he getting flown kids movie. Like during? I don't know if it was a regular season or if it was playoffs. Like he would get like
flown from Colorado. He had a private
buses
jet.
Would have a PJ.
Yes, yeah. They had a private jet. Bring him from the courthouse to it was that's like and the idea that you know and maybe if you're younger, don't matter. Like the idea that like that's just like, oh whatever. I had to brush that. No, that's a pretty big deal.
So Tommy, you going with the bowler or the?
I'm going with the Miami thing's crazy.
Miami
the
bowler
thing I just think is kind of funny. I don't know. I don't know why that popped into my head for this topic. So, but the Miami one's nuts.
3-0 Miami right now.
Oh, Miami. That's such great fun fact. You probably win a decent amount of money betting people at a bar.
Oh,
I don't know, though. True. If someone came up to me and was like, I'll bet you $10,000 degrees in Miami, I'd be like, this guy must know something.
Yeah. No, but if you're like, hey, do you know it's never been 100 degrees in Miami? People be like, fuck you. Be like, I'll bet you 10 bucks. Look it up right now.
I might bet 10.
You could start a small empire with
that. Yeah.
Might be Dante's the first domino.
fights.
Yeah, no, I'm a Bill Morrow stan. I love Bill Morrow, but it's got to be Miami here.
Miami, Marty?
I'm going Miami because you think about it, like, because I guess we don't think about it as much because, like, we were in New York and that was all your, like, you know, everyone else had to still live. You know, like someone in Colorado probably got a 298 that day. You know? Like,
oh, it sucks for that guy.
Yeah, I'm going with Miami.
Going with Miami. Miami's going to clean sweep it. Now we have the Che-in game to go up against the number one seed. So for a play-in first option, this is a mush one. How we just do things because a random person said to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Life.
Yeah.
There's so many things that someone made up that we just follow.
Give us an example.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Fuck, he's right.
He is right.
Yeah. He's right.
Boy.
Great God, Dave. It's the worst day. We just accept it.
It's just days. You know, there's so many things. We have no idea. Like, yeah.
Have you ever seen the show The Push on Netflix?
I don't think so.
Dude, it's crazy. It's kind of a little about what you're talking about, where it's just about like societal influence and how it gets you to do things. Mm. And so the premise of the show is they get people to this party, right? Then they're working. They're just hired as waiters. But they do a bunch of psychological experiments on them first where like while they're at the interview process, everyone else will stand up. Mm-hmm. See if they all stand. So they get people who are susceptible to like being lamb, really.
Yeah.
And then at this party, they fucking keep pushing them further and further and further to the point where they think that they were part of killing this guy accidentally. They're a waiter, and I think they serve him something he's allergic to or whatever. And one person witnesses it. And then later in the night, that person who witnessed it is smoking a cigarette on the side of the building. And someone's like, I think you should just push him. Like, just like get rid of this. And some of the people actually do.
Jesus Christ. I forgot I watched that. That was crazy.
Up to a thing, crazy. So falls. And then they come on, they're like, we got you. And it's like, oh, it's like, that person just committed murder.
Yeah. No way.
That's crazy, though. That's
how old is this show? I got to watch this.
Barely
just
recently.
A few years ago. I remember now that you laid it out, it is crazy.
Effort experiment.
Because you see, like, the unraveling of this person's, like, it's like, it almost should be illegal to do this to someone.
Or you should arrest the person for attempted murder afterwards. Yes. They pushed the person off the building as far as they were concerned.
That's a pre-crime of serious. All pre-crime.
Borderline just crime.
Yeah.
another must one, how a top sheet makes your sleeping situation much more comfortable. I'd agree with that.
I've just recently added a top sheet.
Much more comfortable?
Oh, I
enjoy it a lot more.
Who doesn't have a top sheet?
Wait, a top sheet? A normal sheet you're talking about?
My whole life, I think I just had a sheet and a blanket.
I thought you meant like sometimes people put just one sheet over the sheet.
It's a sheet.
You're talking about a sheet.
It's a sheet, but then another sheet
goes over
and then the blanket.
When you get a hotel.
You mean it?
Yeah, like I've stayed in hotels before that just go straight blanket.
What the fuck
it's
are
so
you
gross.
About?
It's
all right, so there's the bottom. There's the there's the
normal
bottom.
Sheet goes around your
sheet
mattress.
That goes around the mattress.
Yes. And then
another.
That's a top sheet.
Top sheet.
I just thought that everybody had.
So it's fitted sheet, top sheet, comfort.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Is that not just how society goes?
Not everyone does.
Dude,
that.
There's some people.
When you get into bed, you have a sheet and a blanket on top of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the top sheet.
Yeah,
a lot of people just.
Some people don't have the top sheet. They just have blanket on skin.
Yeah, some people just go comfort.
We should talk more about the people that don't.
It's crazy.
We simply just don't talk about barcodes enough.
Yeah.
Barcodes are kind of cool.
Like QR codes or barcodes?
Both, kind of. Like, even like when you got like my Metro card. I said, no, I got $14 on
the magnetic strip.
I understand the barcode. I got it.
Magnetic strip.
It's not
on. Well, no, but on your. There's no barcode here. It's just a magnetic strip. And there's
nothing worse than when you have someone explain something.
Mansplaining. Robbie Fox submitted the fact that Matthew Broderick killed a guy. That is kind of crazy.
Yes.
We talk about that.
Hold on.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Wait.
A lot of people don't know that.
England.
Dante didn't know. Ferris Bueller killed a guy.
When?
Northern Ireland.
Killed two people.
In the 80s, him and Jennifer Grey were driving, and they hit a mother and daughter head-on, killed them both. Both of them, Matthew Broderick and Jennifer Grey, got away scot-free.
It was in Ireland. They were on the wrong side of the road, and he didn't know.
Nobody talks about that.
No.
Mm-hmm. Ferris Bueller killed two people.
Yep.
Kind of crazy, a lot of people.
In the height of his career. This was like when he was like at his peak. Just Ferris Bueller just came out like a year earlier.
Terrible.
And Jennifer Grey had just done Dirty Dancing.
That is just
they
so
sober?
Sad,
like. I believe so. I believe it was in the early. I mean, he's supposedly.
So it's a horrific accident. Mm-hmm. That sucks.
The guy from the hotel manager from Suite Life of Zack and Cody. Also same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Mr. Mosby?
Yeah. Mosby killed a guy, yeah.
Yeah,
holy
did.
Shit.
Yeah.
Jim Boeheim killed a guy. Got a standing ovation.
Standing ovation, game. That's right.
Is it Ramon?
Brandy.
Brandy.
Yes.
Oh, gotcha.
Rebecca Gayhart, the, if you're of a certain
she's
age.
Hot.
Yeah.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Tony Stewart.
Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis, yeah.
Ray Lewis, yeah. It's crazy. They're just like hanging out now, you know?
Yeah. This is a Katami one that I agree with a lot. Psychic mediums who can talk to dead people with a high accuracy.
Yeah, that. What's going on there,
dude? I missed the memo.
I mean, it's been nothing's going on there.
Some of these answers are so good.
That's
talking about Tom.
I gave the worst answers.
That one was pretty bad. That was bad.
Talking to like John Edwards shows and they're
no, I agree.
That's right. That's
crazy. Crazy.
Might as well say it's crazy that the Undertaker is a mystical being.
I
I think he talks about this. The guy's dead, and he's still alive.
Sometimes they hit on shit that
I agree. Tommy's right. Sometimes there's
thank you. Sometimes, that's not possible that you could have known that unless you're literally talking to dead people.
There are a lot scammers and con artists. Tommy's right.
I think most of the time it's like I figure out like how they like kind of got the information, but sometimes they say something like, "How the fuck did you pick that up?"
Weird.
Yeah. And then lastly, where did that Malaysian flight go?
Yeah. Where the hell?
Another great one.
Yeah.
Dante's like asleep except for when things pop up.
So to go through the play-in options here, just how we do we do things because a random person said it. How do you use your top sheet? We don't talk about barcodes enough. Matthew Broderick killing a guy. Psychic mediums, and then where did that Malaysian flight go? Let's start with you, Clemmer. Which Jay and option you want to move on?
I'm gonna say we do things because a random person told us to. Like you said, like the idea that like society just like, we just accept. This is the work week. And I know we have to do that or else society would devolve into chaos. I understand all that. But the fact that we all buy in is pretty fucking wild.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with that. Society like telling us to do things and we just listen.
One for society, Robbie Fox.
I'm going with Matthew Broderick killing a guy. Or two people, sorry. Sad, but we don't talk about that enough.
Matthew Broderick?
After that reaction, I'm sticking to my fucking guns. I'm going with the psychic media. I know it's like there are. That's not even like crazy conspiracy theory. Like there's some psychic mediums that hit on things that are so crazy where it's like something's going on here.
Mm-hmm. You would have bought so much snake oil like 150 years ago.
I backpedaled a lot there too with like it's so crazy sometimes they hit versus like.
They also ask a lot of questions.
The original proposition was they talk to dead people.
Obviously there's a lot of frauds, but I think there are some people that communicate with the dead.
Dante?
Malaysian Air.
Malaysian Air. Still haven't found it. Lights?
I'm going 1111.
I agree with Clemmer. Like, society is impressive. Mm-hmm. I think that we just all follow the rules.
Yep.
And by a humongous.
Not all of us.
A humongous.
Bro, I think there's like some. I also think the rich elite. Like, I've always said this. Like, no way Kim Kardashian's phone's ever died. No chance. Like, I also think that people are doing something at night when they tell us all to sleep.
Here's a theory I could get behind.
Some people don't sleep. That's a good. I like that.
I think that they're
awake.
What the
hell is going on at nighttime?
I think they're all awake when we're sleeping.
Yeah, I'm thinking about staying up all night once to figure it out.
I stay up pretty late every night. I play my baseball simulator. There's not that much exciting stuff going on.
It's pretty awesome. No one's
invited to the clubs.
It's really quiet.
It's clubs.
Yeah.
Society.
Go with the society one too. Okay, so the society one's going to move on, and that's going up against our number one seed, which is the government kind of confirming that aliens and UFOs have existed and been found and caught. There was a guy that worked on task force to find aliens for the U.S. Air Force that confirmed they found non-human biologics at UFO crash sites.
Amen.
Full on whistleblower, like everything, and like just no one seemed to talk about it.
But because I feel like aliens are so talked about a lot.
But I feel like we don't talk about the confirmation.
Like, yes,
like the government's aliens. Like correct; they exist, and we.
I even
them.
Kind of, I guess, my brain. I'm like, yeah, of course they are.
To me, the thing that pisses me off the most about this is, until this happened in our lifetime, think about like our parents, our grandparents, all these people that saw shit and came forward. Were like lives ruined, destroyed.
Called crackpot.
Throw this person in an insane asylum. They're fucking crazy. They like humiliated these people publicly and all this shit. And now all of a sudden they're just like, yep, you guys, you got us. You're right. We just didn't want to tell anybody because we were afraid how everyone was going to react.
Yep.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, no one cared.
Nobody cares. It's the craziest thing. Tom DeLonge, he was a great example. He went on Rogan. Everyone said, that guy is certifiably insane. He needs to be put in an asylum. 2 weeks later, the government was like, actually, the things Tom DeLonge was talking about, those are the true ones. Like, what? The guy from Blink-182 was the one to uncover this?
This has always been my theory. Hollywood knows.
Why would Hollywood?
They make movies about things. So in your brain, we just think aliens are big green things.
Mm-hmm.
But they know what's really going on and change the truth a little bit. Like, they've shown some things in the movies that's happening in real life. But they
what the Obama
wouldn't they make the aliens, like, friendly and not scary so there wouldn't be a panic then?
Some of them are.
Yeah, there's some friendly
E.T.? I guess E.T.'s a good example, to your point.
Like, I feel like they
Ball? Make guy.
Things Ball's a good one.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Like, where'd they come up with the alien shit?
Great movie.
Because they know it was real.
So which one do you like? Do you like the UFOs or do you like the societal
society? Because I still think that...
I think it all applies. I think just as there's different like races of humans, I think there's different races of aliens. There's probably nice ones. There's probably fucking ones that want to eradicate us.
Certainly.
Star Wars, yeah. Totally. Star Wars in a big way.
There's so many solar systems. Like every star is a solar system, right? Yes. That's crazy. And that's just the ones we can see. It goes on forever. Endless so there must be all sorts of different kind of aliens.
Can you add languages to this, by the way, at one point?
I'll add it back on.
I would like to explain that.
So you're sticking with society over UFOs?
Yeah.
One for society, fights?
I'm also going society over UFOs. I think they're extremely talked about.
It's not the UFO thing. It's the fact that they were confirmed.
Yeah. I don't think anyone brings up aliens nowadays without mentioning that they're confirmed.
Okay.
So
my favorite people are the ones that have like flip-flop now. Now that the government's acknowledging them, now they don't believe in them. They believed in them when it was denied, and now that it's acknowledged, they think...
You're in some dark
corner. I was going to say, what does his timeline look like? What does that look like?
Alien flip-floppers.
I'm serious. There are people out there that are like...
They're just so anti-government that now they think the government's lying.
So what was the...
By the way, for the record, I said earlier, like the Obamas did when we were talking about Hollywood, I don't believe that. I was just trying to get Dante going.
So two for the society right now versus UFOs, Dante.
What was the society?
It was like the fact that we do things.
Oh, that we just go along with things? Yeah. UFOs.
You won for UFOs. We're 2-1 right now in favor of society. Tommy.
Yeah, I'm going UFOs too. I feel like it was like the biggest topic in the world for years. Like, aliens. What if they're real? And then the government's like, yeah, they are real. And people cared a lot less once they found out.
It's
that
so funny. Zal was like the person that said it was real.
Aliens easy for me.
Aliens easy for you. We're 3-2 right now.
Oh, I think it's society. Everything we do is based on, like, even, like, I was just thinking, like, retirement, like, wasn't a thing until, like, the 30s. And, like, the Social Security came into play.
Where are we going with this?
No, but, like, and then we've all just, like, bought in. Like, we all, like, retirement's the thing now. Like it's funny how, like, things can shift. And, like, we all just, like, oh, yeah, we're doing that now, which some things are good. Most things are good. Society, most part, I think, has good intentions. But then some things we just go along with that not even that good, and we just do it.
Imagine the age was 48. People would be happier.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and maybe we have less things, but because of society, that's what we've accepted. Right, Marty.
So we're tied.
Who's to say?
That's what I'm saying.
We're tied 3-3. Producer Sean, or intern Sean, I guess, you're going to have to break our tie here. UFOs versus the society thing.
I'm actually handing this one over to intern Mia.
Intern Mia, make the call. Wrong other mic. There you go.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Come to this one.
I gotta go with aliens for this one, actually.
That just sounded so funny.
I gotta go with aliens for this
one. Aliens are gonna move on. The UFOs are gonna make it over. Before we get to the second half of the bracket, let's talk about Ibotta. This summer, we could all use a little extra cash in our pockets. Make sure you're getting cash back on all of your everyday purchases with Ibotta. It is the free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys, so you can make sure you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. Thanks, Joe Biden. Am I right, fellas? The average Ibotta user earns $145 a year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, or buy the flight you've been eyeing, that game you've been dying to go to, or a fancy dinner that you've been craving. Join the over 50 million savers and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying Ibotta and using the code BRACKET when you register. So go to the App Store, Google Play Store, and download the free Ibotta app and start earning cash back when you use code BRACKET. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code BRACKET. All right, second half of the bracket. Number 6 seed versus the 11 seed. The 6 seed is going to, I feel like some of you are going to get real riled up with this one. Where our taxes actually go. We don't actually know where our taxes go. And that's going up against the number 11 seed. This is a Robbie Fox one. The fact that Helen Keller wrote multiple books.
I'll never understand it. Me and my girlfriend, we didn't get into an argument about it, but like I just like blurted out at dinner, like, it's crazy that we're still accepting Helen Keller as a thing. She was like, you're not serious about that, are you? And I was like, no, I'm pretty serious. Like, I don't get it. I just don't understand. I started looking up how she was taught. I know there's movies made about it and stuff. Like, I think some her teachers, like a famous teacher, would bring her hand over water and she would be like, water. But just...
Is that how she said it?
I don't know how she said it. I don't know. I don't know how any of that happened. No, the teacher would say that to Helen Keller. But like, what does that do if she's deaf?
Mm.
It's such a perfect name for a deaf
Helen Keller
person. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like dishwasher, word that sounds like what it is.
Still better than Stevie Wonder saying, "What's up, big fella," to the shack in the elevator.
So, Clemmer, you're up first. Us not knowing where our taxes actually go versus Helen Keller writing books.
Basically, yeah. Helen Keller existing.
Mm. Yeah, well, I mean, there was a whole like book and then movie and play about how she taught her. I feel like that's kind of been discussed. Like the teacher, she had a great teacher that was able to have the patience to sit with her and show her how to.
I just never understand how.
It's a wild achievement, and she's incredible. Like, what she achieved in life is remarkable. But I feel like that's kind of been explained. At least, you know, there's a play about it. I feel like where our taxes go is such a weird, bizarre mystery, and each of us pay so much money, especially in New York. And it's like, what the fuck is happening? Where is this going? And they'll have like budgets, but then it's not really clear. Like, there's so much like hidden. Secretness with it, mystery about it. It's bullshit. That.
Mm-hmm. One for taxes, Robbie.
There is way more mystery to me in a blind and deaf woman writing multiple books.
Like, you added woman as if that was also
a part. No, I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, I could pull it off.
She could have been a man and it would have been the
and
same
a woman.
Thing.
How'd she do
No, no, no. I didn't mean it like this. That.
The worst part of all.
I didn't mean it like that.
Harrison Butker Fox.
Would have been a man and I would have thought the same thing. I would have had the confusion, but I just don't get it. You can't explain to me. I could watch 100 plays. I could watch 10 plays in a row about how the teacher taught her. I won't get it.
She couldn't if she wanted to. Tommy?
Couldn't. I'm with Robbie. It's crazy, but I don't give a fuck about Helen Keller anymore. Like, I'm ready for us to just move on from Helen Keller. Like, how much longer?
Like we have.
But, like, still,
I mean,
like,
I brought her up for this.
We know about her. Like, do you think 200 years from now, like, kids are still going to know about Helen
Keller?
Yeah,
I think so. I think she
That's lost. Crazy.
Mm. We gotta. No, I mean, she does. That's a fine. If we're gonna have something carry on, that's an okay
but
one.
What affects us more day to day right now is the tax. Where the hell are these taxes going? We should pay way less. Get rid of taxes on waiters' tips. And
Tommy's winning me over. Who's this guy been?
Yeah,
he's woke up. He woke up. Yeah.
Yeah. Going taxes.
Two for taxes. One for Helen Keller. Dante.
You don't even have to ask.
That was easy.
Straight to taxes. Yep. 3-1 right now. Fights?
So I'm torn on this one because it's become very in vogue to complain about taxes. I believe in 99% of the institutions.
Our country's founded on this.
Right now, it's more than it was 3 years ago. Mm. I believe in like 99% of the institutions. I do like how in Europe, when you get like. It shows you your breakdown of like this much went to the arts, this much went to public facilities, this much went
that's
to
cool.
Yeah. So that's cool. I'm not a Helen Keller guy, so I guess I'm gonna go taxes. I'm not super passionate about either of these.
Another one taxes.
Yeah, I think we're losing the plot a little bit here, fellas. I think we are. I think both are talked about a ton. Yeah. Like, this is what we don't talk about. We both are. Taxes is the number one thing people talk about. Any joke is what do you like, Helen Keller?
I don't think I've heard any joke.
I think a lot of jokes. Helen Keller's involved.
I think Marty
Helen Keller might be
nailed this.
Helen Keller might be said every day in this world.
Oh, easily.
I'm sure she
easily.
Is, but no, taxes I mean, is too. Yeah, like
well, I don't
guess
think
that's
people
your
are
point,
talking
like...
about Tuesdays a lot. But I'm going with Helen Keller. I know it doesn't matter, but
Helen Keller. Taxes is going to win. Next up, we have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed. This is one that came in late. I kind of agree with it though. Just magnets. And the description is what got me. Magic rocks imbued with a powerful invisible force. They're good for sticking stuff to a fridge, making trains go over 300 miles an hour, and it protects the Earth from the sun.
It's so true.
It is insane.
Whose one was this? This is genius.
This is someone on Twitter, I believe, that submitted this
one.
And it's like I like that one.
It is insane.
True, when you think about it.
Try to wrap your head around how it's like they work, but not in the opposite way.
Yeah.
That's why I sat next to you.
They protect us from like solar flares. Like, it's insane, everything about
magic. Think about back in the day before computer science and all that. Like, how the fuck do people explain them to other people?
I have no
like,
fucking
just like
clue.
The guy wrote. They're magic
rocks. Magic rock that repels or attracts each other. Like,
well, what is it? It's electricity, right? They're electro.
I have no fucking clue. I don't have a damn clue.
They're opposite.
Yeah.
Electromagnetic. I've
Even
heard that.
It goes back to that strip I showed you with the swipe card. That's magnets. Magnets are everywhere.
So here's one, and this is what's going up against. This is a Tommy special again. 14 seed. how every conspiracy theory against Trump has been proven wrong.
Russia.
Biden laptop, etc. I just wanted to give him the chance to explain this one.
This is going
to
be a Rumble viral fuck.
Oh, he colluded with Russia. Wrong. Hunter Biden's laptop has nothing on it. Wrong. Oh, there's no way that COVID came from a lab. Wrong. So, you know.
I just want to give you the chance to defend it. You think this isn't talked about?
It's talked about by half the population.
I don't think you understood the assignment.
This was
here's the things I always talk about. I'd like to talk about them.
And also, Tommy heard Dante's joining. All right. Dante's been like this. Tommy's been talking. Dante's been like this the whole time.
I love that Tommy just found out the media's liberal. Yes, Tommy.
I know, but he just found out.
Just figured it out.
We can't let him keep getting away with it.
Tommy's going to put a stop to it. And Tommy's got his eyes locked on it now.
So magnets versus Trump conspiracy.
Magnets versus MAGA.
Yeah. Marty.
Magnets.
Magnets, an easy one.
Magnets.
Another easy one. Dante, I don't know which
way. Magnets, for sure.
Magnets, for sure. I would definitely agree with magnets.
It is magnets, but I'm glad we got this on the record finally. I'm glad this was finally brought to life.
Magnets.
Yeah, magnets are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
The more I think about it, the more I don't understand it.
It might win the whole thing.
Magnets, of course.
Mm-hmm. Magnets is going to move on. I just want to, again, that's one of Tommy Smith's, and I'm like, I just got to let him defend that one when we put it up. Now we have the 7 seed versus the 10 seed. The 7 seed, this is Marty one. How fucked we would be without handles?
Yeah.
Marty fucking nailed this.
I understood the assignment. No, when's the last time you talked about a handle?
Very rarely.
When they break.
Yeah.
You never appreciate them when they work.
That's a good point.
Handles are one of the most,
on everything.
Used thing in the world.
This reminds me of a segment we did on Case Radio a long time ago where it was like, can you believe this guy's British? And we just went through actors who are British. And everyone's like, yeah, no, I knew Idris Elba was British.
I didn't know Jax Teller was British for a while.
Charlie Hunnam? Yeah.
Charlie Hunnam, yeah.
For a while.
Hugh Laurie was my
house guy.
You know who made my mind blow? The guy from House.
He was on the list. You would have loved this segment.
I heard that guy talk on a late night show, and I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah. You guys know that Hugh Laurie is British?
That's
the guy from House.
That's the guy from House.
That was his name.
Yeah. The handles are going up against number 10 seed. This is Dante's personal data. That was the only...
What?
There is no other further explanation.
If you walk outside right now, you'll see 3 billboards about personal data. That's not a joke.
Yeah, what are you talking about? The fact that companies are selling our personal data?
Yeah.
Like literally
super
across
talked
the street,
about.
There's
the Mahan VPN thing.
Yeah, they're everywhere you go.
Did you and Tommy get the wrong title for this bracket today?
No, I admit it after the second round. I was like, man, I submitted the worst fucking answer. Dude, I put personal health. I put serious shit.
There's a lot of very serious.
I was terrible at this, but yeah, no, I think it's become like we were just talking about. Everyone just is like, oh, yeah. All my personal data is sold to fucking everybody in the world, and there's nothing I can do about it anymore. Oh, well.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that kind of speaks to society, where you're like, I guess this is the way it is. Yeah.
I don't want our budding friendship to end here, Dante, but I'm actually, for this. People like, personalized ads. Like, I'd rather see shit that I want to see.
No, you don't, because then people will use that information in nefarious ways against you.
How?
How does credit fraud? How does fraud exist?
Well, that's different. Know. I'm talking about I feel like this is more like personal data. Like they know I like this and this. So now I'm
depends
seeing
who's,
these
in
ads
whose
on
hands
Instagram.
It is. Though. If it's in the wrong hands, they can use it against you.
I think privacy used to be a real fucking big concern to a lot of people in the world, and now it's just like no one. Everyone's
that
like,
ended
that
with the
doesn't
Patriot
exist
Act.
Anymore.
Yeah, that's when that ended.
Not just that; it's like a generational thing too. Like I think we're in that weird no man's land before and after, but. Kids today, they'll never even know they'll never know the definition of privacy.
No, anyone who's born or who lived before after the Patriot Act is okay with it. Where those of us who lived before it is like, well, this is really fucked up. Mm-hmm. But we also go okay with it too because we're Generation X and we just shrug our shoulders.
Why is it all Patriot? Because I know they used that to get in our, but I think it's more to do with social media than that.
Well, I think it's a combination. But once you open that box, you can't close it again. And then at that point, we all just became. And I think also young people are so used to putting everything out there that they're like, oh, what else? What does it matter if, X, Y, and Z is also out there? It's like, well, that's really bad if that's out there.
Yeah. I think that's like social media taking over and just like.
We've lost
it completely. How fucked we would be without handles
versus
personal data.
Yeah. A battle is old.
No, like, fucking Marty's is so fucking good.
What's yes, the question?
So good.
The question imagine carrying your luggage, everything. You're just like holding it like a
cup of coffee, burning your hands.
You go. Opening the shower doors.
No, you're right. Bags. Yeah. Like, yeah, shopping bags.
The topic is. What gets talked? What doesn't get talked about enough?
Yeah,
yeah.
And the answer clearly is handles.
Yeah. Clearly, correct.
Clearly,
handles deserve so much respect that we'd never get. I said unless they break.
Mm-hmm. Handles.
I'm gonna start every time I use a handle, I'm gonna be like, huh? Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Marty's got it. Yeah.
Robbie
Tesla too. They're trying to get rid of them. Fuck that. I hate
getting a Tesla Uber because
I hate
like,
them. Hate
pushing
them.
Buttons.
A guy's always trying to tell, like, before I even put my hand towards it, he's like, it's a handle. I'm like, I know. Just give me a second with it. I got to figure out what side comes in and what side goes out. Handles.
Two for handles.
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 Another one for handles.
Handles.
Handles again.
We did Dante's to be the most depressing episode.
Oh, dude, it was bad. I'll read them off at the end.
Yeah, we don't want to equate it for the end for that. Handles is going to move on. Now we have a 15-seed play-in. Starting with, and this is a fights one, I'd love some explanation on this. Bin Laden is responsible for mainstream popularity of BDSM.
True.
See, now,
wait, what is
that's
that?
A good one. Yes.
What's BDSM?
What is that?
Like
bondage.
Bondage, domination,
he's
sodomy, and
Osama bin Laden. No,
yes.
It's not. That's not true.
Yes, it is.
100%.
Yeah,
definitely.
There was a movie made some... about this in the 90s.
No, hold on. I need some backfill.
He's saying
someone's
the
got to explain.
Yeah. It was a movie with major stars in it.
I got to explain.
Okay. Let the Osama bin Laden expert talk first.
This was somewhat, I did not come up with this myself. Someone called into KSC Radio and explained it. We've since looked it up. It's all true.
Okay.
9/11 happens. Rob's mom getting a haircut.
That guy's blowing a 300 a few hours later.
That guy's blowing a 300. Over in Brooklyn is a young man named Gerard Way. Sees the towers, goes down, writes a song called Skylines and Turnstiles. That births a band called My Chemical Romance. My Chemical Romance has some avid fans. One fan working on fan fiction forums, she starts writing this little kind of bestiality story. Okay, this story becomes Twilight. Twilight gets made, huge, huge success. That has a fan who she's writing some fan fiction too, kind of taking inspiration from these characters, she says. Those characters are Christian Grey and whatever the fuck her name is. 50 Shades of Grey gets made.
Mm-hmm.
50 Shades of Grey leads to your girlfriend like getting choked in bed.
Yep. So it's all a roundabout way. Bin Laden causing more fetishization.
Yeah.
Fetishization.
Thanks, Osama. Yeah.
It actually choke her girl. It's like, this is for Osama.
It actually leads to you actually had somebody wearing a leather face. Thing with the blowjob hole. I remember
yes.
you telling that story.
Yeah. Guys. Executioner's mask. Yeah.
It's an executioner's
guys,
mask.
Think back to Pulp Fiction, the Gimp. Like this would, the bondage existed.
Shut up.
No, that's not a good point,
though. It existed, and maybe it was as popular as
it was. Stigmatized.
Now it was destigmatized. Now it's like a main. Like,
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations. So when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today. Taste the difference and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee can lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
I don't know. I was around in the 90s. Like, people weren't talking about choking their girlfriend.
No. It's like normal now. In Pulp Fiction, it's played as the most horrendous, horrific thing that could ever happen.
That's
like,
right.
But people talked about, like I said, there's a major movie. Like, Exit to Eden was a major movie. Like, people talked about things before before this.
Not,
they did.
But it wasn't like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go home and choke my girlfriend tonight.
Broadway saw the towers fall and wrote Skylines and Turnstiles. They didn't have a band yet. Then he made the band My Chemical Romance.
And then... the woman who wrote Twilight was inspired by the band?
Twilight was originally written as Mike
Gerard Way, yeah.
Fan fiction, yeah.
This actually...
Really?
This actually, I like this one. I think this could inspire a whole other bracket of, like, weirdest domino effects.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You have to put a lot
that was, I don't know if it made the list, but my other recommendation
you
was...
You have another one, which will be coming up.
Okay.
Okay,
and Flemmer fucking hates this one.
It's so true. It definitely inspired Twilight, which is a major franchise, and 50 Shades of Grey, a major franchise, for sure. But, like, bondage was something people... It was still a thing.
It's more normalized now.
I guess
it wasn't shit that shit that your mom would say in front of you, and you wouldn't like.
Yeah, if your mom was talking about bondage in the 90s, you would think it's nothing.
Yeah, but now
talking about bondage
nowadays,
no,
like, your mom and your sister are like talking about 50 like Shades
Frankie
of Grey.
Frankie Muniz was tweeting
it's
about
accepted,
yeah,
and normal,
super accepted and normal.
Frankie Muniz is tweeting about how he wanted to get dog walked by Megan Thee Stallion. You know what I mean? Like, that shit wouldn't be funny.
Also, like, I mean, you could say like sex in general has become more. I think, as you know, people in the 50s didn't talk about sex at all. I couldn't say pregnant. I think that's just the progression of society. I don't know if
say
it's
pregnant.
You couldn't say pregnant on TV in the 50s. Like sexualization has become more and more the norm. I think it's interesting that it created two franchises for sure. Yeah. But like the idea that it created bondage is just simply just not true.
So I know.
And no one likes anything more than the guy that's like the grimy Grimes of The Simpsons who's like, that's not true. But it's just not. I don't know how else.
I mean, like, my explanation of it was shortened for my title of it was just like in a text. But like I'm aware it exists.
The unshackled.
In my lifetime, we talk about it a lot more post 50 Shades of Grey than we did pre.
So your second one was Bill Belichick being responsible for Friday Night Lights.
Also true.
Explain that one.
So Buzz Bissinger, writer of Friday Night Lights, went to Phillips Andover with, and I just learned this on Games with Names, Julie Edelman's podcast. Ernie Adams was on it, and Buzz Bissinger went to Phillips Andover, where Belichick and Ernie Adams went. Bissinger was a year behind them, so he would cover them. He was a reporter for the school paper. He covered them. They kind of had a bit of a friendship. Many years later, Buzz Bissinger reached out to Ernie Adams and Bill Belichick and said, hey, I'm thinking about writing a book where I follow a local high school team around. What do you guys think about that? He's going to do it in Western Pennsylvania. And Ernie and Bill said they knew that he'd never been below the Mason-Dixon line ever. And they were like, if you're going to do it, it's a great idea, but you got to go to West Texas. And because of that recommendation, he found Permian, blah, blah, blah.
Now, and Friday Night Lights comes around, yeah. So him and Ernie Adams, that's a good domino effect.
Wow. Another great one.
Next, we have Michael and Bruce Buffer didn't know each other until they were both in the fight business. I thought they were brothers until I read that.
They are brothers.
How the fuck did they not know each other?
What?
They're brothers. They didn't know each other until they were both full-grown adults in the fight business together. And then I believe the story goes
bullshit.
That it's not
like
bullshit.
Half-brothers?
Dude. Bruce Buffer has a job because of Michael Buffer.
Yes, and didn't know Michael Buffer until he was in the fight business and realized he could market his brother.
No
That's
way.
Crazy.
Look it up. It's insane.
That's also, crazy. No one say what it is they say.
Oh, yeah, it's trademarked, yes. Yeah.
And they are very litigious.
Michael is. Michael is.
Ready to YouTube.
Ready to fight.
There's an entire, it's like a 20-minute, I think they like animated the story basically to make like a 20-minute documentary about how insane it is that like the two most famous fight announcers ever like basically split off and then like met up as adults and were like, oh, we do the same thing.
We're both really good at it.
Yeah. I don't think Bruce was announcing when he met Michael. I think it was the sort of thing where he was like, all right, if we pair together, I can help make you a ton of money. And then he went off and became his own announcer, better than Michael, in my opinion. But yeah, pretty crazy.
Huh. Wait, who was first?
Michael.
Really?
Who are some good siblings that you don't realize are siblings?
Pablo and Liev Schreiber is one that caught up.
That's
me
a crazy
up.
One.
Was it?
That one I never figured
Pablo
out.
Pablo and Liev Schreiber?
Yeah.
Pablo Schreiber?
Yeah. He's in, have you seen Den of Thieves?
He's in like Halo.
Orange is the New Black.
Orange is the New Black.
Porn Stash in Orange is the New Black.
I don't know. That's a good question. Other
the one I always blow people's minds with is Rick and Skip Bayless, which if you're not in like the food.
Yeah, does nothing for
Rick
me.
Bayless is like one of the best chefs in the world, not just the country. He's a Mexican chef, and Skip's his brother, and people are like, they could not be more fucking weird. Polar opposite, and they hate each other and don't talk to each
Does
other.
Everyone know
Joe Leiby and John Voight's son, daughter.
Daughter, yeah, that one's crazy.
That's
one.
A very weird one.
That's fucked up.
That's very weird. Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen, brothers, everyone knows
that. Always fooled one. Yeah, that fooled people for a while. Next was, and this one, someone submitted it. It's not even like, it just really got stuck in my head. How to spell the noise you make when you sniff.
Oh my God.
What? I have no fucking clue how you would spell that. Like,
how would you smell that noise?
How would you spell that noise?
Sniff.
No. Phonetically spell that noise.
Well, I'm doing it. Sniff.
You would write sniff.
No.
I know what you're saying. Like this noise of
the. That sounds like this. CHCHCH or something.
This doesn't sound like the word
HS.
Yeah, but that's what sniff is.
Right?
HS?
Oh, HS.
I don't know. I hear pretty solid sniff.
You hear the word sniff?
H?
I can hear it, yeah. I don't know if I'm making myself hear it, but I can hear it.
I hear an H in there somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
I understand HS.
What's the noise of swallowing?
Gulp.
It'd be like GOP, but it would be, that sounds more like gulp than sniffs sounds like.
I think these are, what are these words called? It's not onomatopoeia. Is it onomatopoeia?
It is.
Yeah, it's like a word that sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
So I think that's how we got the spelling. I can hear them in gulp and sniff. I can.
Yeah.
I can't hear sniff.
Yeah, it's just one I looked at. I read that one. I was like, I have no fucking clue how.
Yeah, I hear more like
animal noises.
Yeah, I just don't know how it would go. And then Mush submitted birds' penises.
Yes. Everyone look up a bird's penis.
They're gross.
All right. Yeah. Let's do it.
It was a bad Google.
Everyone, let's do it.
I actually know this pretty well because when duck hunting with Wells, we were cutting up one of the ducks, and Donnie was like, can we get his dick out? And we did.
Dude, the dick is crazy. Yeah, that's a picture that I always looked at.
Look at that thing hanging down.
It's dude.
Wild.
No good.
I remember I found this out with the cousins. With Mike Portnoy.
Mike Portnoy, oh my God.
They were disturbed.
That's understandable. It's vile.
You don't really think about birds having penises, you know?
Yeah. Derek Jeter hitting a walk-off single in his last ever at bat at Yankee Stadium. Tommy, love that one.
I mean, that's crazy. That crazy.
Wasn't even his last at bat.
At Yankee Stadium.
At Yankee Stadium. I know, but it makes it kind of lamer if you think about it.
Not really.
I don't think he shouldn't have played again. He shouldn't
not
have
even
again.
Close to Ted Williams at
no.
His last at bat ever at Yankee Stadium, everything aligns for him to hit a walk-off single.
Dude, Teddy ball game went yard, man.
Thank you.
Come on.
It's crazier that his 3,000th hit was a home run.
Yeah, that. But that's
on my birthday.
On your birthday?
On my birthday. With an exclamation point, Michael K. said.
Dante just said Ted Williams. Is the Ted Williams thing true?
Yeah, that's why the seat's red.
No. About what do you hit?
What the fuck was your birthday?
No.
403.
I'm not sure what that is.
406.
1841.
So I've heard a story that it was a doubleheader.
Correct.
And he surpassed 400 in the game in first game, and they're like, let's sit you the second game, so you keep 400. And then
he went 3-for-4 and raised it.
In his last game of the season, he raised his batting average 5 points.
I think he might have been 400 going into the doubleheader. And like, you don't need to play in these games. And he's like, I'm going to. And he played in both and then raised his average to 406.
Even that sounds like you're getting 5 points in your last two games.
Yeah, you're right. That is
crazy. Well, I got about two. You could get about
like 6-for-8 or something. It's not that crazy.
He also played a fewer games back then, too.
Less, but yes.
And this last one on this play-in option, this is a clever one, which I agree with. How no one's able to make better ketchup than Heinz.
Yeah.
Oh,
Heinz, I don't know how.
Great one. Cool. Who was this?
It's clever.
And I will say, I read a Malcolm Gladwell essay about ketchup and how like 90% of people prefer like Heinz over everything else. And it's like, why is, and they've cornered the marketplace for 100 years now. And like, no one can figure out, more than any other brand, has the quality and the customer support that Heinz has, which is so weird.
Makes no sense, but think about
the rest
it.
Rest is like
ketchup.
Too chunky or weird.
Yeah,
it doesn't taste the same. Yeah,
this is one I just thought of. But what did people do before glasses were invented?
Yeah, they didn't see.
They just didn't
right?
see.
Like monocles?
No, like even before that.
Yeah, like Game of Thrones times. I think about that all the time. How many people in Game of Thrones are walking around blind?
Oh, that's it for me. Yeah. There goes
probably a lot.
Adding languages.
Adding the languages.
And adding the languages on. What exactly about languages do you think people should talk about more?
I just feel like, where they come from. Some people believe, you know, Earth started with two people. Did they get pissed off? Went away, started their own language.
It's the story of Babel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that.
Which,
what's that?
Ironically, our next sponsor, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah. That was great timing. That was great work.
Great work.
But yeah, so their play-in options are Bin Laden being responsible for BDSM, Michael and Bruce Buffer not meeting, how you spell the noise when you sniff, bird dicks, Bill Belichick being responsible for Friday Night Lights, the Jeter walk-off, how Heinz ketchup is clearly still the best, and then languages. Start with you, Clemmer.
I'm going to go with the Heinz ketchup. It's something that ever since I read that essay, I've been very like it's overtaken my mind. I've become borderline obsessed with it, and I've tried different ketchups too, and nothing stacks up.
Could be a good video series trying to find a ketchup better than
Heinz.
Or search. It could be the worst video series of all time.
That's more like the latter, but
Robbie,
the Heinz one is good. I have had like just generic like ShopRite ketchup or whatever, and I don't notice a difference. Heinz is definitely the best, but I'm not like, oh, I wish I was having Heinz.
Try Hunt sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Really? In some, I guess I just never really tried it. Well,
you'd notice it side by side for sure. Yeah.
Fenway got Heinz this year. They've had Hunts for a few years. It's a big story.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not sure it's worthy of being talked about, but the one that like broke my brain the most is the one about sniffing, the noise that sniffing makes. So I'm going to go with that one. Like, I can't think of what
I don't understand what any of you guys are talking about. Like, this is one I can't even
hear sniff.
I hear it enough that I can see spelling.
You might hear the eh. I don't hear the SN or the F.
Starting,
there's no S in that, I don't think.
Starting noises.
I don't hear
it. I think it's an H.
I hear the IF. I hear the IF for sure. I don't hear the S.
It should be HIF.
HIF. That's closer.
I can hear HIF.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's no SN.
Sniff.
HIF is definitely closer.
Stop sniffing. We have
it. The listeners are fucking.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Don't do it. When you sniff, where is your tongue?
Just resting.
Your mouth.
Missionary. Mine might be at the top of
mine's pressed to the top of my mouth.
That was my question the whole time. Yeah, where is everyone's tongue at all times?
It's always at the top of your mouth.
I started thinking about
it's not. Somebody's from the bottom.
I started thinking about how often you're supposed to breathe and blink and get all fucked up.
I think it's top of my mouth.
I want you, Dante, right now, drink that drink. Where's your eyes go?
I'm going to wait until after.
You're always in? A lot of people are out.
Really?
I'm an in guy. I look in the mouth.
I think I'm an in guy.
You look straight?
What makes you think of this stuff? This is like
all day.
Hey, Marty's got a great brain.
All day.
This is some wild shit.
You're thinking about some like real things. I'm thinking about really small.
Dude. Oh, this is like
my brain all day.
I'm trying to like make mental notes of some of the stuff you brought up today because I'm like, man, next time I'm high, this is going to be some
really
wild
fun.
Shit to
say. He's a meta thinker. He's got some good ones.
It's real fun.
Tommy?
The buffer brother one kind of stuck with me the most, to be honest. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Even if you were just like the two girls out in the world were brothers, well, that's pretty crazy. But they didn't know each other at all. I don't know how much we should talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah. Some things we just shouldn't.
We're not
talk
debating
about.
Like what gets talked about less. We're debating what should get talked about more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. But it got me, so I'm going with the buffer
that's
one.
A good one. One for the buffer one, Dante.
I got to go the bird dick thing. I mean, 5 minutes ago I just said I'm a big bird guy. I had no clue. I looked him up on my phone. I'm never going to be the
Imagine
same
that
person.
That sucker whipped it out on
Dude,
you.
I'm never going to be the same ever again. Where have they been?
I know.
Like, where? How have I never noticed that
I know.
Before?
I've
never aroused a bird.
I think that about cats sometimes. You never see a cat dick.
Yeah, I feel they got
I never
little,
do. I looked them up once, and I was like, whoa, I didn't know that's what they look like.
Mm-hmm. I got to be honest, I don't love dogs that have the tails up.
Yeah.
I like them down.
Put that thing away. Jesus Christ.
A little respect.
I'm going with the Belichick. Bill Belichick's responsible for every good football memory I have, so I'm going to give him the respect of voting for him.
One for Bill Belichick. Marty.
Does anyone have two yet?
No.
Nothing has two yet. It's going to come down to one of the interns breaking it. If you don't pick us,
I want an intern to break it.
So which one do you want to pick? Because
I don't feel strong. I like all of them, and I'm a little sad that Heinz Field dropped to Heinz Field. By the way,
yes,
yeah, me too.
Well, languages for you.
I like to keep that to myself.
Okay, so intern Mia, we'll have you break again. Here are the options to choose from. Which one of these things do you think people should talk about more? The fact that Michael and Bruce Buffer didn't know each other until they were both in the fight business. How to spell the noise you make when you sniff. Birds' penises. Bill Belichick being responsible for Friday Night Lights. Or the fact that Heinz ketchup is clearly the best ketchup and there's not really any close second.
I got to go with the sniff one for this one because I think it's also an NF kind of sound, kind of spelling there. NFF.
That's why there's an NNF in the word.
No, but like without the S and the I, just like it. And yeah, I don't know. I think it's that one.
So the sniff one is going to go up against our number two seed.
Everyone who's voting for the sniff one is like, it's kind of an S. It's kind of an F. Yeah, it's the way we spell the word, guys. Yes.
But it's not exactly that. It's just a little
it's something
different.
I've never thought about.
It got me bad. It's going against the number two seed, a Tommy Smoke special, one which think you're dead on with this one. Oz the Mentalist, what the fuck is going on with that guy?
Oz, I mean, I know you guys are going to be like, oh, he's never a magician.
No, he's actually.
No.
His stuff is crazy.
His stuff is weird.
You can't explain it. It makes no sense.
There's some stuff with Oz the Mentalist where I know I can already hear Clemmer. It's fake. It's sleight of hand.
It's like black magic.
My issue with this isn't the fucking fact that it's just magic. My issue with this is you could might as well rename ESPN Oz the Mentalist.
Yeah.
Like, it's everywhere.
And Hard Knocks. Every football team is done.
Barstool.
The president. Or like he should be the biggest person in the world. Like Oz the Mentalist, like this guy's crazy.
His name's Oz too. And that's a big thing with him. He's like, my name isn't Oz.
It's not Oz.
Really?
That makes
a big thing with him.
I
hate that.
What
his name's Oz.
Bothers me immensely.
Like, that makes him the biggest loser. Yeah.
I know.
I love it.
You know this fucking word that is pronounced the same way for centuries, decades?
It's because you know.
I say it a little different.
It's like the announcer for CBS. Iron Eagle.
Yes.
It's Iron Eagle.
But I've heard of Irons before.
Where?
I had a high school kid.
And he's also clearly playing it off like Wizard of Oz, mm-hmm. which is instead Oz.
Yeah.
Also, like Dr. Oz, he probably like doesn't like to get in there.
Separate
himself.
So, what's the crazy, the shit that like makes me not be able to fucking comprehend is when he like writes... stuff.
The phone one when he makes people swipe through their phones and then he knows where it landed on?
The one where he did with Jordan Berry was truly insane. It was like the contact in her phone was like a weird nickname for someone she barely even knew. And he was like, oh, yeah, it's that. Like, he knew it immediately.
There's no way to know that.
There's no explanation. And that's, what I think, more the talk, like, not, we know, we talk about Oz the Mentalist, but it's, more, it's like, how the fuck does this work?
Like, we either need to worship this man as a god or, like, lock him away in, like, a 10,000-foot cave.
I think more
or
less.
You're right. If he lived in, like, Mayan times, he would be
burned at the stake.
Or he'd be a god.
Robbie's right.
They would burn him.
You're right.
So, how we spell sniff versus Oz the Mentalist? Marty Mush.
Fuck, these stink. I'm going with O's.
With O's the Mentalist. Oh, I fucking hate that.
That's horrible.
Sucks.
I guess I'll go Oz here.
I'm kicking him out in 4 seconds when I can.
Yeah.
you have to because John already explained it's onomatopoeia, right? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
There's a word describing.
Really?
There's a word that defines why those words are the way
it is.
It's
onomatopoeia. It is.
You did just say, isn't this about like what doesn't get talked about enough? Like you guys just said, it's on ESPN all the time.
Always gets talked about.
It's an explanation of the mouth. We should talk more about how is this.
Free. Yes.
Tommy's right.
Well, he's a magician, Tommy.
He's more than your household.
Tommy's right.
So much more than.
Tommy's right.
He's a fantastic magician.
I don't know, man.
He's like supernatural, man.
He's a mentalist.
He's supernatural.
There's an explanation for everything he's doing.
To me, it's like a million times more impressive than any like Chris Angel floating bullshit.
He's really good. He's a very impressive. He's really good at his job.
I don't know. He might have some powers.
Yeah, he might be legitimately magic. All we know. Dante?
I already said Oz all day.
I might take my vote back and I might abscond from this one.
Abstain from this one?
Yeah.
You have that right.
Abstain.
The double abstain?
Oh, everyone's abstaining.
They're both so bad. Horrible. We got to draw a line at some point.
Just went over
Oz the Mentalist.
The bracket.
Just ran it over the Sanctity of the Bracket committee. You can only allow two abstains on a whole round. So if you two are using your abstain.
That's not true at all. Anyone can abstain.
I mean, he's the committee.
I'm not the committee. I talked to them.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Oz.
This guy's a freak, and we got to get to the bottom of it.
Yes. Robbie.
Oz. In my heart, I kind of feel the sniff one, but I don't want to get stuck on that again.
Mm-hmm.
Oz.
It doesn't matter with the sniff one. He's a fantastic, he's a great entertainer. It's not that
he's
hard.
He's a devil. He's a Satan.
He's more than that, Clemmer. He's a mentor. Show some respect.
I mean, like, just like, what are we doing?
You know, we don't talk about well off, like, how good Tom Brady throws a football.
Yeah, right.
How does he do it?
Yeah.
Oz the Mentalist is going to move on. Before we get into our playoffs, let's talk about Babble. We just mentioned before. Again, you mentioned just a fucking few minutes later. In the perfect segue. Be a better you this summer with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you learn the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking language in little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for four real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based learning so that you are ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. I use it to start helping myself learn a little bit of
Spanish. Very helpful. Much better than some of the competitor apps, which we will mention here. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to an entire semester of college. Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/lights. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/lights, spelled BABBEL.com/lights. So rules and restrictions may apply. Never forget, Stephen Chase said he'd rather have $20 in his pocket than immediate fluency in a foreign language of his choosing. Just you never heard that one before. That's a great Chase one from the bracket. $20 he'd rather have than immediate, like, instantaneous fluency in any language he wants. He's just a special, special mind. So shout out to Babbel. Next up on our playoffs, we have the number 13 seed. The fact that there's no jail in New York City. The fact. Versus the number 5 seed Parrots. And just everything about Parrots again. The age, the speaking, all that stuff.
I got to go with Parrots here. I mean, like I said, not only the speaking, which is just memorization, but they live so long.
Mm-hmm.
Parrots are intriguing.
Parrots? Very intriguing. Bob Fox.
The fact that just a few weeks, maybe months ago, we voted like Donald Trump the funniest human being to ever live. We can't just continue voting Tommy's MAGA points as the leader of the bracket. This has become a propaganda show. We're going Parrot.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's literally a parrot for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Two for Parrots.
I mean, what's more detrimental to society? The jail thing. But a lot of people, some people do talk about that, not enough. Parrots, we should talk about way more. We should worship them similar to how we worship Oz the Mental.
So, three for Parrots, Dante.
Also, what other animal can you walk around with perched on your shoulder?
On your shoulder? Just a monkey, maybe?
Tiny monkey? And people just are like totally, oh, that's cool. Like, yeah. People don't freak out. Parrots.
The fact that parrots are pirates kind of sick, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Parrots versus no jail.
Parrots.
Parrots as well.
Parrots as well. Parrots is going to move on. Now we have the aliens existing versus the fact that it's never been 100 degrees in Miami. This is an absolute insane bracket.
Tough one.
Marty.
Miami.
Miami over at aliens.
Yeah, because I talk about aliens a lot.
Fair.
They're in Antarctica and shit.
One for Miami?
Pretty easy. Miami.
Two for Miami?
People talk about aliens a lot. Yeah. People don't talk about Miami.
Same.
Three for Miami over aliens.
I knew that aliens have been confirmed to exist. I had no idea it's never been 100 degrees in Miami. I don't know how much we should talk about it, but it should be talked about a little bit more.
Four for Miami right now. Bob Fox?
Miami. Pains me to vote against the alien one, but it's true.
That is a fact you put in your pocket until you're in Miami.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to tell that fact to somebody like within the next 4 years.
Oh, me too.
So obviously, I just want to say one thing. People are going to think like someone's farting on the show. It's not. It's just chair squeaks.
No one is thinking that. Nobody now they will. Yeah. Now they will. Now they're going to think you're farting.
No, they won't. I can't. No one can fart that much.
It does sort of sound like you're a fart noise.
It does, but I'm not farting. It's not me. I swear to God, if I farted, I would own it. Yes, Miami.
Miami.
Caps are so small. When you do it like put it outward like this, they're so small. Yeah. The
how big do you want my kneecaps to be?
You asked that like very intimately. Would you like my kneecaps?
Daddy? I'd make them bigger if I could.
Change
but I
for you.
It is what it is.
Bin Laden brought us that.
I was about to say, Bin Laden brought us this whole conversation. Now Miami versus the Parrots. I feel like those two kind of go hand in hand. I feel like there's probably Parrots in Miami.
Oh,
definitely.
Do they go hand in hand?
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of Parrots in Miami.
No, Pirates sailed at the Caribbean. Caribbean's kind of close to Miami.
It's not that much of a U.S. city that was parrot-like is Miami.
Jimmy Buffett.
New Orleans, maybe.
Parrot heads.
Yep.
New Orleans. U.S. It's not as Caribbean. It's not.
It's true.
Like,
I would like to test this. Should we bring someone in? What U.S. city makes
would you most associate
with? Yeah, let's get somebody.
Which security guard is here today?
Meek out there?
Oh.
Meek has not. Get somebody with a normal brain.
Meek would say the dumbest thing you've ever heard.
Tuscaloosa.
Actually, I love Meek.
Get somebody that's like normal.
Security pack.
Security.
Pass. Oh, this is good.
Yeah.
He's as normal as it gets.
Yeah,
exactly. Here, use a Clemmer's mic. We're gonna ask you a quick question.
Don't think too much about it. First thing that comes to your mind.
Which U.S. city would you most associate with parrots? If you had to pick one.
I know the answer.
Portland.
Whoa! What was that?
The answer is Key West.
That's crazy.
Portland?
I kind of don't want an explanation. Either Oregon. What's
that?
Portland, Maine, or Portland, Oregon?
Portland, Maine.
All right. Oh!
It's Key West.
Best. I love that guy.
The best. Wow. That was unbelievable.
It's Key West.
Key West,
okay,
is
Key West would be a great one.
Key West, Key West. Is Miami, right?
Yeah, somewhere in Florida.
It's right near Miami. It's right it's
Southern
right
Florida.
There.
It's right there.
I mean, it's a little further.
It's an hour. Right? It's a beautiful drive.
That could possibly be the worst answer.
Portland, Maine. I want a shirt now that says like Portland, Maine has a parrot on it.
Parrot country.
Just remake one of the shirts that absolutely exist about how they are dominant for lobsters.
That was unbelievable.
That was great.
Portland, Maine, the best parrot you've ever had.
When you told him not to think, he just thought of a city.
Yeah. That was good.
He definitely blanked out, and that was just like the last city.
He's two for two. He's two for two. Yeah. The last moment. One was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
He's great.
So Miami versus parrots.
Yeah, I got to go parrots here. I think it's like more all-encompassing. Just the Miami's just the weather. Parrots, I'm talking about the whole thing.
The age, the
everything, yeah, and the memorization is interesting too. But yeah, we don't talk about parrot. I was thinking too. A parrot is
their
the
tongues are dry,
really
completely dry.
Oh, that makes it even more.
That's
impressive.
That's big.
That's a huge point. Yeah.
Every time Rudy would fucking bite the shit out of me, his tongue hits you and it's dry,
like a stick of wood.
Weird, huh?
It's just like a stick of wood, like it's a toothpick.
Yeah, it's like when your tongue is dry. That's what it exactly is. So like the weirdest feeling in the entire world.
Sandpaper, right?
Yeah,
I hate that.
I was thinking, too, we kind of mock parrots in society. Like, the parrot is the mascot of the pirates, but it's kind of a goof. Like, I don't think we treat parrots with enough respect.
What, as being as creepy as they are, or being...
Somebody, repeats something, just like, oh, you're a parrot?
Yeah.
It's like, no.
Yeah. It's an insult.
If somebody does something amazing, we should be like, wow, you're a parrot.
You live forever. You're a parrot. Yeah. And then someone's 105, you're a fucking parrot.
Yeah.
They got, they're, cool colors, too.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool green.
Yeah.
Parrots use tools, too. They use sticks as tools to dig into things.
That's a sign of a great intelligence, isn't it?
Birds are
Rudy
smart.
Was
man.
Like,
birds are really smart.
Like going down the poles and shit, sliding down and stuff. He's stripping, yeah.
I nominated this, it didn't get taken, but you know that for every one human, there's 50 birds?
That's, I believe
that's
it.
Too many birds.
That's a lot.
That's the one thing that's talked about a lot is that you've never seen a baby pigeon, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You never heard this?
No.
Yeah,
I've heard
you've
that.
You've never seen a pigeon.
Well, they're government psyops.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Haven't they never seen a shark sleep? Isn't that a thing?
I think so.
I don't think we've seen sharks sleep.
Yeah, that's a thing, too.
But parrots get one vote versus Miami.
Before that dry tongue fact, I was going Miami. I'm going parrot.
Wow,
sent me over the edge.
Nice.
They also have antibacterial somethings in their wings or in their feathers. That's another things are insane. Wow. Tommy,
I mean, every time we bring it up, a new fun fact is unearthed. Parrots,
Dante.
The Miami thing still.
It's really got you.
Miami thing's crazy. More mind-blowing.
Crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Miami, too. I was going to say parrots. Obviously, the dry tongue might have pushed me over the edge. I think I'm sticking Miami. That's stunning.
Miami, 3-2 in favor of the parrots right now.
Let's have a little fun. I'll go with Miami. Let's give it to the intern.
Miami, Mia, you're back up, which is something that people should talk about more. The fact that it's never been 100 degrees in Miami or parrots.
Well, I feel like, has it been 100 degrees in Miami and we just don't know about it? Like,
never been recorded.
That's what kind of leads me towards parrots, so I'm going to go with parrots.
Another one for parrots. That means parrots is going to go into the finals. Before we get to the other side, let's hear from our last sponsor of the day, Factor Meals. We love Factor here.
So good.
Oh, my God, they are. That's one of the first meal delivery services I've ever been like. They figured this out.
Kept fights going during Surviving Barstool.
Sure did.
Had it last night. Yeah. Had some of that. It was like a pork ragu. It was so good.
Ooh, sounds good.
Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up with Factor's no prep, no mess.
Miami.
Not Miami. Meet your wellness goals in time for the summer, later in the summer, thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Their fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time in your day to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. Make today the day that you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll have new flavors to explore all the time. Crush your wellness goals this month with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Head to factormeals.com/LCB50 and use code LCB50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code LCB50 at factormeals.com/LCB50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Shout out to Factor. Love those guys. Other side of the bracket, magnets versus taxes. Powerhouse matchup, Marty.
Easy, magnets.
Magnets.
I think we like magnets are one of those things that we just don't want to look into and are just cool and should talk about them more, but they're fantastic.
Fights?
Yeah, I mean, anything that played a hugely important role in a Fast and Furious plot is getting me here, so.
And what do you call Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad, magnets, bitch.
Such a good episode.
Yep. Dante?
Magnets, man. And you got to factor in, too, the poles are all
what
affected by and affect magnets.
Oh, I thought you meant the voting poles.
No.
So did I.
I was like,
no. The poles.
Yeah.
Poles on the globe. So, like, where you are on the planet determines how magnets react.
Yeah.
Like, shit's wild.
That's wild.
It's why it's like witchcraft.
Uh-huh. Wild. Three for magnets?
Yeah, magnets. I just want, you know, I don't want to get into another big argument, but, you know, Clemmer's always so quick to shoot down, magic, talking to dead people. Like, there are some things in the universe that are just so insane that we do accept, a la magnets, that, like, it's possible there's some other crazy shit out there.
That's what always I think there's other sauces out there.
But like, I like your sauce argument.
Yeah.
Explain magnets.
What's that?
Yeah, but, like, it's crazy.
No one in this room can.
There's some things we can.
Someone can explain. People can explain
that. There have been, at points in history, times where you couldn't explain magnets.
You think there's enough?
Right, when we were dumber. Right. We had less knowledge. Maybe, but you really think Oz the Mentalist is a actual wizard?
I would go more to the, to the psychic.
Okay, all right. You think the psychics are more?
Not psychics. I think
mediums
to dead.
I think if you
is more likely than a magician.
If you sat down,
I think the opposite is probably true.
If you sat down,
I think that's an insane thing to say.
Talking to dead people—that's a logical explanation.
If you sat down, Oz, and you put a gun to his head, and you were like, "I'm going to kill you if you don't explain to me how you do what you do," I don't think he could tell. I don't think he would just.
We should
like,
do that, by the way.
In reality,
and
show.
Start calling yourself Oz.
Dude, I think he's wired differently, man. Seriously, I think there's something. I think there's something up with him that's okay, so not up with the rest of us.
So you think he's a god?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. He does.
Yes, all right.
I respect him.
Not my word for it, but...
Aren't we lucky that he decided to go into like being a performer then? How blessed are we that he used this great trait?
Yeah. Good point.
Another one for magnets from Tommy.
Magnets, so easy. Magnets
as well.
Thank the God. God, man.
He could have done anything. And look out there now.
Plumber and,
He's
jumped magician.
I'm getting on Hard Knocks.
Yeah. He's like Queen of Hearts.
You think they'll have me on the yak?
Instead of getting so mad at everyone at work, let's just rip them off. Yeah. I should just find ways to just trick them out of their money because they're so fucking stupid and gullible.
Now, I don't think anyone would buy you as a mentalist.
No, but just find some other way or pay someone to do it and then take and split half.
Next up, we have Oz the Mentalist versus the handles. How we'd all be fucked without handles.
This is getting hard now.
Just be a fucking sweep.
It's getting hard.
Handles, one of the biggest blowouts in bracket history. Handles.
Wow, handles.
In terms of things people don't talk enough about, it is Oz has been on everything.
But we should talk about more how the hell is he doing it.
But that's what we talk about once we see him.
Yeah. Oh, it's more just like, that was
exactly where the conversation is.
Exactly what we're doing.
The action is, holy shit, how did he do that?
All right, we have to get to the fucking bottom of it.
That's a different bracket.
Also, it is, I feel like I know how he does it. It's sleight of hand somehow. I don't know how he does it, but it's sleight of hand.
That's not an explanation.
And it's like, that's what all magic comes down to.
Explanation, they talk to the dead.
Handles, until it was uttered by Mush, never in my life have I been like, I'm real grateful for him. But now that we're talking about it, how fucked would we be without one? We'd be stuck in this room forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tommy?
Yeah, I think we did one time on Barstool Radio. The handle got
me. We did get stuck.
We were stuck in here. Yeah.
The handle on the door in the old HQ broke. Do you remember that?
No.
I got stuck.
Willie had to like break it down. Day.
Oh, yeah, in the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah,
correct.
I'm going with those. I mean, I'll be spared when he decides to hit the rest of you heathens.
Dante.
Handles.
He's a Stante.
After all, I thought you were going to get him right away.
No, I'm serious.
Handles in just a bloodbath. Yeah.
It's not going to walk magnets. I'm telling you that right now.
Okay, so handles. How fucked would we be without handles?
Say about that.
Or how handles work to go into the finals, handles versus magnets.
No.
Marty.
It is tough. It is tough. But in my everyday life, handles.
There are some handles that are magnets, too. They snap closed. Oh, yeah. Think about that one. Oh, shit.
It's 2-0 handles.
2-0 for handles.
Magnets.
Magnets.
2-2 magnets.
2-2 magnets and handles. Oh, Bob Fox is a big vote.
I'm going magnets.
Magnets.
Wow. Yeah.
Look at Clever.
3-2 Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He took his flying.
Look at these, like, hovering over a nuke button.
The nuclear football.
There have been two instances in pop culture that we brought up in this very show that promote magnets: Breaking Bad, Fast and Furious. Because of that, I feel like handles are actually talked about less. We don't talk about handles enough. I've never
We're
seen
that.
We're
not debating what's talked about less. We're debating what should be talked about more.
And handles are not talked about at all. And I feel these are pretty equal level playing field. Magnets more impressive, but handles are so disrespected. It has to be handles.
And a baby Clever.
Wow.
And a baby Clever. That's a good argument.
Like, we should have one day where we appreciate handles.
And national. They honestly might be a national handles day.
We should talk about handles on one day. All the boys, you know? That's a boys' day right there.
Talk about handles.
Just talk about all. Show different handles and how great they are.
A bunch of shit.
Oh, yes.
What the fuck can we do without a handle?
And any handle you use, you send it to the chat.
It's like a car show. You bring them all in and like, I got this one.
Yeah. Dude, that'd be a long list.
It'll be a bar crawl.
Maybe a bar crawl, but just places you know have good different handles.
Oh, yeah. You know, like every year we're going to talk on that.
Like,
day.
Take a whack at that handle.
Is that a day for national handles?
We can absolutely.
It's today.
It's July 16th. I kind of want to do this day soon.
All right. Yeah. Maybe.
Right. Okay. Line up for like a month from now or something?
Yeah.
Maybe August 16th.
I'll pick it right now. We want August or September. Before football.
Before football.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it gets you know, overshadowed.
All right. August 19th.
Oh, it's my grandma's birthday.
Nice.
No?
Sucks August to be her.
20th. Okay, August 20th.
Okay.
All right, we got to do
handles
this.
Down.
We got to do this.
August 20th, handles.
August 20th is handles day. If you're listening to this, on August 20th, you find a good handle, you make sure you
tweet it at us. Yeah.
Hashtag handles day.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my calendar right now.
By the way, can I be the president of the day?
Absolutely. Yeah, of course. Yeah, this is your day.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
So we are tied 3-3, though, and it's going to be, Mia, you're going to have to break the tie. Handles, after that whole conversation, which one of these things people talk about more, handles or magnets?
Mia, all I'm going to say is the next words out of your mouth are incredibly important.
Yes.
Okay, so here's my thing. I feel like handles are getting all the hype right now, but there's knobs. There's pushing doors. So it's like, that makes me like magnets a little bit more.
You're leaving out the handles.
Just handles?
You're like, well, other things exist.
You
know what?
Like,
I'm switching my vote to handles.
No!
I just took a woman's voice away.
Silence.
Thanks, Tommy.
Silence.
I'm just saying, there's other ways around a handle.
Okay, so
there are ways around a handle, except like the one I'm thinking of. Is
you carry a suitcase sometimes?
Luggage.
Also, a knob is sort of a different handle.
I think it's like squares and rectangles. Yeah,
Like all knobs are handles, not all handles are knobs.
Yes. All right, so we're back. Handles versus parrots.
This is a championship?
The championship.
This is a fucking heavyweight.
Handles.
This is, wow.
Versus parrots.
Before we get to it, I have one quick question. Is there one thing in this world, if it didn't exist, would you not recognize it was not there?
What do you mean? Like,
took one thing away.
Definitely. Like air?
That might be a good bracket topic, actually.
Air, you would die immediately.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't recognize it.
We should save this for a bracket. Like, that's a great bracket question.
Yeah. Keep hold on to that one.
Color fuchsia.
Yeah.
I mean, most colors.
Most colors.
Do you think there's other
colors? Not most.
There's so many colors.
Most specific colors. Yeah.
Not like red.
Did we know red to begin with, or it never...
Like eggshell for white.
Those colors don't...
They ever exist in the first place, or
primary color.
Oh, so then red is all of a sudden just goes away. Yeah, you notice that, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Like, I'm pretty sure Larry David might have once said, like, a couch cushion. A couch pillow.
Mm-hmm.
Not a pillow.
Right. Oh, I would notice. Couch.
I think I would notice that too. I didn't understand that one, but there's definitely some things that I would go through life and like. Oh,
there's been like you know, just snack food from the 80s that I didn't recognize wasn't there for a couple of years, and when it was gone, I couldn't have it again. Oh, I just yearned for it.
Like what?
This snack called Doodads. It was like Chex Mix, but better. And one day it just vanished from the shelves. And it's like my favorite snack mix.
That was Quiznos for me.
Wasn't that much of a favorite?
It was. Well, I was a little kid. You know, I was like 11. So it wasn't like I was like I had a lot of purchasing power. But like I would then like go to the supermarket. I'm like, oh, where's Doodads? And like you kept waiting for it to come back. And it never came back.
And sanitized.
Crazy how old Doodads sounds.
I know.
That sounds like something an old person. Oh, these doodads.
And the box is super like 70s, 80s.
I think
looking.
If that believe thing it. Was gone, I'd have believe no it. Idea.
Okay, so oh, okay, finals matchup, that's Parrots gone. Versus Handles. Clemmer, you're up first.
I'm going to go with Handles. I feel like Parrots do get some love. Like I said, you know, where there's signs it's mocking as a mascot, but Parrots do have more of a oomph of society than Handles do.
Handles?
I think he's right. I think that's a good analysis. Also, I voted against Handles last time. Sometimes you get beat by a good competitor, and you say, I respect your game.
Attaboy, Bob. Attaboy.
My only holdup is there is now a national Handles.
Yeah.
Oh, so it has started.
We fucking
it has started right to there. Get some recognition.
National Parrot Day, May 31st, just passed. Just yeah. putting it out there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right. Parrot Day? Ooh.
Yep, World Parrot Day.
That's a good story.
I mean, in the spirit of the bracket, I will go Handles in the spirit of the bracket.
Okay.
That's a spirit.
No. I don't want the spirit of the bracket.
It's still spirit of the bracket.
Parrot, this was your thing was the Parrot, right?
Yeah, but I mean, we just came up with the National Handles Day.
I won't. You'll be still part of the group if you want to be.
No, I'm going. I'm going Handles.
See, good. That was a test. I was kicking your ass out.
Yeah. We've been gone so fast.
That president would have got you, man.
Three for Handles. Dante.
Like Robbie, I was Team Magnet hard, and Handles changed my mind.
Handles, man.
This goes back to society.
Beat the king, you're the new king.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is society one for the very first thing.
Push. You're right, it is.
Who's going to, I think it has to be Marty. Who's going to open that handle when we walk out of this?
Oh, it's
room?
Marty. It's Marty. You got to
It's going to be a magical
one. Yeah.
Honestly, we should all do it.
We should all touch
close
it together.
Once.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Keep closing it. We all get to touch that.
Yeah. Fights.
5-0.
5-0. Clean
it's
sweep.
6-0. But the reason why no one talks about Parrots a lot is because they're fucking annoying. Mm. I had one, and that's, why do I not have it anymore?
Yeah, I would never truly, get a parrot.
That's why. And you're right, though. Sharon talked about enough about the talking part, but they fucking squawk. So my bird was anal. Put the light on, he starts screaming. If you don't do right things, he's screaming. He's a piece of shit.
What else didn't he like? He didn't like the light?
He hated the light. He only would get on a broomstick. He wouldn't walk.
I remember the broom. Yeah.
It was like
when Marty walked into the old HQ.
He'd been late.
It was a Sox Yankees game, playoff game. He'd been late, couldn't find a parking spot. By the time he got from his car to the elevator's opening, the Sox were up like 6.
When I got out of the car, it was 2-1 Red Sox. Yeah. And when I got in there, it was 9-2.
And he just came in like, let's go, boys!
Everyone's like, they're getting smoked.
Were you afraid the bird was going to fly off the broom when you were in the city?
Yeah. And I was afraid it was going to fly at Dave, and I'd just be fired.
Yeah.
But the winner is going to be Handles, the winner bracket episode 135. Sean, real quick, see if you can get that camera focused straight down at that handle.
We all just created a new friendship with Handles.
Yeah.
August 20th cannot come soon enough.
Are you talking about the door handle, like for you guys to leave?
Get the camera that's next to Clemmer.
Move this.
Face down towards... It'd be, I guess, the one that's like facing, that camera angle. Face that down towards the handle.
Everything is broken.
Everything's broken.
Not that handle.
Nothing works.
Here, so let's turn that camera angle towards the handle if you can. Other way, you see, go straight down, then to the right. Okay.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
That's a good handle shot right there.
That's a good handle shot. We're gonna sign off as we all go and touch the handle to open it up, okay?
Good shot.
Yeah! What a moment.